Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
About to get a workout in here with the Eagles. Before I did that, I just want to kind of give you my take on this team. And look, I know that there's a lot of pressure on them because they were one of the teams that kind of won the offseason. Great moves. But what I really like about this team is the difference in how they are with Nick Sirianni this year. Because last year, it was almost like he had to prove himself. Did he fit in? Did he deserve this position? And even the players were trying to figure him out. Well, that's not the case this year. He's proven himself. So there's a whole different confidence that they have for Nick Sirianni, that Nick Sirianni has about himself. It's totally different. And there's almost this connected culture here with the Eagles that makes me definitely believe in the Eagles this year.
All right, it's Jay Glazer live from the Eagles weight room, I'm told, Jack. There you go. Marks and Reese, we're back. He believes in the Eagles this year. Nick Sirianni in rare form, or maybe not rare form, after Jalen Hurts was hit out of bounds, where MF and what the bleep? Salah, what the bleep? Right? So I love seeing that. Love seeing that. Man, when he gets mad, he gets mad. We've seen this before. He gets mad. So he sees his quarterback take a shot 5 yards out of bounds, 3 yards out of bounds. He's reacting to it. So Philly guy, hashtag Philly guy. Nick Sirianni, I agree. Let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville online, marks-jewelers.com. All right, so Friday night, just the Jets or feeling really good about this team? Let me see where it is right now. Going to be a special year, just the Jets. Right now, it's 60-40, just the Jets. There you go. Jack, just the Jets or special year this year?
Just the Jets.
What would you need to see to change your mind on that?
Well, it looked the same as last year. I mean, it was pretty much the same quarterback as last year. A little bit tighter mechanics, I get it. But, I want to see some balls down the field, all that fun stuff. So, I thought he looked pretty much what he looked like last year. I didn't see this difference-making player. I didn't see this big leap. I thought he was fine. He played fine, competent NFL quarterback.
Yeah, but I think we focus so much on him, you can't see the forest through the trees. And when you say special year, I don't think anybody's saying Jalen's about to go out and be all pro this year. So, what are you talking about? The team having a special year or Jalen Hurts having a special year?
Right.
No, I'm asking.
The team.
Well, it seems like we're talking about Jalen. How could you not be excited about what you saw from the team? You don't think the team's going to be good this year? It's because of what you think of the quarterback.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and listen, I don't know how to change that. I mean, I don't know how to change that. I don't think you're alone when you view the team. You view it through the prism of watching the quarterback and saying, well, my aspirations or my optimism is based on what I think about the quarterback. And if I don't think he is anything special, why would I think the team is going to be anything special? That's an interesting dynamic, because I actually think you could be right that Jalen is not going to have some special magical season that we're going to all be like, oh. I mean, I don't even think he's going to come close to doing what Mike did. And I think Mike only threw for like 3,400 yards that year and 20-something touchdowns.
Right.
I mean, he ran and he had these wow games, meaning W-O-W type of games.
Yeah.
But Mike was a different type of athlete, also a different type of quarterback. I don't know if Jalen's going to provide that type of a wow factor with his play. And I don't know if he necessarily needs to provide that in order for this team to win the NFC East, host a playoff game, and win a playoff game at home. And the reason why I'm phrasing it the way that I'm phrasing it is this. The Bengals were 10-7 last year. They didn't have a special season. Well, it became special because of the postseason. Not the regular season wasn't special. They went 10-7.
It looked like they might miss the playoffs.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So it wasn't a special season until they made the postseason and went on a special run.
Right.
I'm not saying that's what the Eagles are going to do, but I am saying they could have that type of a season. If there were some nice moments during the season for the Bengals with Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, and we know that, that was there, but the overall team didn't have this 12-win type of 13-win type of season. The Tennessee Titans won that division, but they got hot late in the year, and they were the hottest team going into the playoffs and a dangerous team. I think the Eagles could be just like that. I don't know. I'm not only Jalen can convince people he's a top 10, whatever quarterback they're looking for, whatever Jack is looking for, whatever it is you're looking for. Only he's going to be able to convince you that that's what you're watching. But to say a football team that you can win with the weapons that they have, with the defense that they have, this can be a very good year. We won 12 games with Thrash and Charles Johnson and those type of wide receivers would only do Staley and Donovan as our main weapon. I know it's a different time. But the fact of the matter is the quarterback's numbers don't have to blow you away. And you can still win and be excited about the football team.
Mm-hmm.
That's truly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
His numbers may never blow you away. Donovan's numbers never blew anybody away.
Right. Yeah, the team can be good, and he can be the quarterback of the team. Ryan Tannehill, they won 12 games in the regular season last year. No one thinks that he's the long-term solution or he's going to win a Super Bowl down there, right? Like, and that's kind of how I view Jalen Hurts at the same time. Maybe these translate into wins, and you're right. We're still left having this discussion if you don't go past a certain spot in the playoffs, and that'd be great if we were having that discussion. That means they're making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I still, and we'll take some phone calls here, I'm curious to see what it looks like when the regular season starts and we start seeing what defenses are doing differently against this Eagles offense. Let's go to Yoshi in Brewerytown. Yoshi, how are you?
What up, John? Big A, Jackie, baby, how we doing today?
Yoshi.
Yosh. What's up, Yosh?
Yeah, hey, man, look, I enjoyed what I saw. Yes, it was the preseason. Yes, it was the Jets. But you ever think about all them short passes and stuff they've been doing in practice is so Jalen can get in a rhythm and then throughout the game they open it up. I mean, what I like about the boy the other night, he was playing his feet, squaring his shoulders up. Even when he took off on the run for the 28-yard pass to Quez, he's still looking down the field. The ball was coming out hot. Everything was real quick and precise. He did go across the middle, John, what's his name? And you might as well say he looked off everybody, what's his name? Because he looked up to AJ when I was looking at the game and then hit Golden up, what's his name, underneath. I mean, I love what I saw. And then the defense attacking. Mm-hmm. Nobody whipping on tackles on the first team. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like when Lil' Nakobe got in. You see when Lil' Nakobe hit that tight end?
I saw it.
I don't care, you 6'3", 6'2", son. Get your tail on the ground.
Give
me my neck, bro. That's right. Bounce
that boy. Oh,
Give me my neck, bro. Give me my neck, bro. Man, Kazi was right, man. That boy going to be a problem. I like what
it's
I saw.
First time I've seen
it. Hey, what?
I was saying Kazir White's the first. That was the first time I seen him. He picked a pass off. Like that was the first time I saw him.
No, what's name? He came in on one of them tackles. What's name? And got the ball. What's name? I think it was in the backfield.
Okay.
He cracked him. Yeah. What's name? I thought it was TJ at first, but it was him who came.
Well, I thought that was Brandon Graham. That didn't Brandon make that play? Was it Brandon that made the?
He had a play. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one on the left side. Kazir got one. What's name? Up the middle looked like.
Okay.
I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. I could have sworn that was 42. I think that's his number. I mean, 40 whatever he is.
43. Yeah, 43.
It's a bad number for a linebacker, but.
Well, he didn't realize 44 was retired before he got here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the team didn't look lackluster. Like, it was preseason. It was the Jets. But we didn't look good because the Jets looked bad, in my opinion. We looked good because they looked better than what they have been. And mm-hmm. and like you were saying, you give somebody better weapons, man, they gonna look better. I mean, you got Quez look better running around out there than you got A.J. Brown out there running. And then Goddard, what's name, with his 56 and 800 and something last year, what's name looking good. You going to worry about some stuff. Lil Miles looking good, what's name, catching the ball out the backfield. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, man, I like what I'm saying. We don't need Jalen to be Josh or Joe Burrow. Like, we just need Jalen to be a super solid, like I mentioned, Jalen Hurts.
There you go. High expectations. Yeah. Thanks, Yoshi. High expectations.
Yeah. He don't have to be Josh Allen this year. No, he doesn't.
He just has to be super solid.
Yep.
What are we talking about here? I mean, ultimately, if that's the expectation and you believe he can grow into a more prominent role, you know, if he plays like he did last year, but he's able to add more to the passing game, then you know, the Eagles could win the division.
He's clearly getting better as a passer.
Okay,
we'll see how much better he is by the end of the season, and we'll see where he's at. The thing that the Eagles are going to have to weigh is whether or not you want to use draft capital, whether it's one draft pick or it's multiple draft picks, to move up to take a unproven player that isn't in the NFL, who hasn't been in the NFL for three straight years now, learning pro-style offense, going up against pro competition. Is that a sure thing versus running this guy out of town? Like, that's what you're weighing. That's what you're weighing. Like, Jalen will have gone through 3 years of experience. He's here. He's on the team. He's showing progress, even if it's small progress. And so what if his ceiling isn't Josh Allen or one of those guys, Joe Burrow, those guys? Is he a guy that's good enough that you can win with? That's the first thing you determine. Then you determine whether or not, is he the type of guy that teammates, that players will rally around? Can he lead a group of men? Is he the type of guy you want to attach your franchise to? Like, all of these things matter when you're talking about giving that guy that label and saying, this is what I'm going with. Jalen may not reach the level of 10 in all the categories which you need him to reach. But, man, if he's hitting a lot of 7s and 8s in those categories and you're winning, sometimes you got to just say, this is good enough for me to go win with. Because there are some guys that got the strongest arm, all this other stuff, but then they got a 10-cent head.
Yep.
Or guys in the locker room don't like them, or they don't study, whatever.
The other stuff
that
matters.
Yeah, the other stuff that matters. Like all that stuff could be what's missing. So, like, the Eagles, I don't think they are. I think fans are on their hands trying to figure out what they should do about committing to Jalen, supporting, buying all the way in versus keeping one eye open somewhere else. It's one thing to look for proven guys, Russell Wilson and guys like that. But a college guy, you don't know what you're getting, man. If you don't have a number one pick and it's a surefire thing, you could draft Tua, you could draft Josh Rosen. Like, you don't know what you're getting. You could draft Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz. Like, there's so many. Jared Goff. All these guys are on different teams now.
That's a huge risk. It's a huge risk to go from a guy that you know you like and does a lot of things well to a brand new guy that might not be able to play, might not be able to handle the spotlight.
Playing here.
Zach Wilson makes a throw Friday night, and I'm like, man, I love that arm, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a great raw talent. And then you realize he may never develop into anything.
It's still early on Zach Wilson.
No, I know, but
It's still early on Zach Wilson.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is that he may, like, you still have to develop that part of the game.
Gave you six other examples.
Yeah.
I just gave you six other examples of guys that have been in the league for years. They got opportunities. I mean, Carolina has two guys that were drafted in the top three in the same damn draft on their team, and they don't know which one of them is going to be the starting quarterback.
Seriously,
Sam Darnold was a can't-miss. Oh, he's 20 years old. Look how young he is coming out of USC. Can't-miss prospect.
And Baker was the first overall pick.
And Baker Mayfield's number one overall pick. He gets a team to the playoff. They still believe he's not the guy to go win with.
No, he just tries to save Matt Rule's job this year.
Just constantly searching and looking for that guy. Sometimes you have to just appreciate what you have and continue to develop that and develop around it. I tell you what, instead of using three picks to go get somebody from Florida or Spencer Rattler or too small Bryce Young out of Alabama, these guys, I'd rather go get another wide out. I'd rather go get another corner. I'd rather use those picks on talent that you can add to the roster overall. That's what I'd rather them do.
Let's go to Ruben in Germantown. Ruben, what's up? How are you? Go ahead.
Hey, John, man.
What's up, Ruben?
Hey, yo. I need you to stand down real quick.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Stand John, you is, bro. What's up with you, man? If you don't like him, just say it, man.
I do
just
like him. It. I actually
you
do
don't.
Like him.
You don't. Because I'm going to tell you why you don't.
Why?
Because, all right, you were on record saying the things that you had, and you had some good points about why you not sold or let alone say you don't think he's a guy. You say he don't know how to read defense. He's not getting the ball out quick. He's flushing the pocket before X, Y, Z. So you were saying all these things of why you think he's not the guy. You were upset that the Eagles didn't get another quarterback. Okay. So now my thing is, he checked two of those things. Although with the Jets, he made good reads. He got the ball out quick. Now they're saying, oh, well, I would like for him to stay in the pocket a little longer instead of running out the pocket because they're trying to find an open receiver. Well,
yeah.
If the receiver's not open, y'all want to get the ball out quick and it's not there, what are you supposed to do?
Ruben, just let me butt in for a second. He's not going to stop moving around in the pocket. That's going to be a part of his game. I hope that he's willing to look for a receiver instead of running after he doesn't see somebody that's open, right? But I know that's always going to be a part of his game. I'm not sure what you want me to say from six throws in one series in the preseason against a Jets team that's not even game planning for him. Like, I'm not coming in here today saying everything's great, we're going to be fine. He's going to prove it to me. Nothing's changed. This is a borderline playoff team. I thought that last week, and I think that right now.
But we understand you're not going to say that. But what we were saying to you during the whole offseason was it's about progress. You said you don't think he's going to progress. That's what you were saying. You said, I don't think he's going to get better.
I think there's going to be natural progression that ultimately, how much is it going to matter? Either you're good enough to be a guy that can lead your team and be a difference maker, or you're not. And right now, I don't see Jalen Hurts being that guy.
Okay, well, this is what's going on in the neighborhood, in the barbershop world. I have a form, what's called the Stay Over There form,
mm-hmm.
because I need you to sign it, and I need you to just,
stay over there.
The name and all that, because when he becomes good, you cannot say Jalen Hurts. You have to stay over there. Just be
Or I can say, man, the dude's proved me wrong. He's a very good quarterback. I was wrong. I didn't think he could turn into this type of player. He has. How about that?
I don't think that's good enough for the team.
All right. Listen.
So that's not enough of repentance right there. That's not enough.
All right, Ruben. Listen, I hope that I'm...
What are you supposed to say if he turns out to be good?
I'm just supposed to be an Eagle fan. I'm not supposed to say anything.
Stay on that side.
No comment.
Yeah, we know the whole stay on that side thing doesn't really work. So,
right.
Yeah.
but see, here's the thing, right? Like, everybody knows that, like, if and it's not about being right or wrong. We're just being Eagles fans waiting for these freaking games to start, right? Like, but you're going to feel a certain way about a certain player or a coach, no matter any of the teams, right? So, like, right now, as the Eagles are trying to build to get back to being a perennial playoff and hopefully another Super Bowl winner, I look at Jalen Hurts and I see a lot of Jimmy Garoppolo and Alex Smith and guys that have won games in this league, but ultimately their teams are looking for other quarterbacks, and that's what I see, and that's what I continue to see. And if he comes out this year, and I'm not looking for a prolific passer. I don't need Aaron Rodgers. That's not what I'm asking for.
Right.
But I'm asking for me to watch these games and at the end of the season say, they can win with Jalen Hurts. They can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. They may have to do it a little bit differently, or maybe they don't have to do it a little bit differently.
Hey.
But they can win with them.
I mean, Tom Brady won 13-3. Like you're not going to go in and score 40 points every game. So
early on, that was a defensive game.
Build a team. No, I mean, he just won 13-3 a couple years ago against the Rams.
Right.
He beat them 13-3. I'm just saying, like Jimmy Garoppolo had a chance to beat the 49ers.
Yeah.
He wasn't outclassed in that game. Just didn't make the throw. They had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So, like, Jimmy Garoppolo was there. We saw Nick Foles win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I don't know if Nick Foles can – and I do know. He can't ever duplicate what he did there. You'll never see that again from Nick Foles.
Nope.
But he did it that day.
Yep. Yeah. I know, but it's still like the 49ers know all that, but still.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. And they, for their sake, had better be right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because if they're wrong, it's going to set them back for years to come.
Exactly.
You're right. No, you're right. If they decide.
I mean, think about it. You may have a better quarterback from a arm strength, athleticism, and everything else. But what if Trey Lance never gets you back to an NFC title game or the Super Bowl?
Then what's it worth?
Exactly.
You're right. No, you're right. And he's got the raw skill that we're all looking for. You see the throw he made?
Yes.
And the wide receiver was also open by 5 yards on that. He better hit that throw.
Yep. Yep.
Nice throw, though.
Hey, man, Garoppolo wins games.
He does. Yeah.
I don't know.
Jalen Garoppolo right here in Philly, Ike. What do you think, Jack? You signing up for that?
Listen, I'll sign up for 33-11 and a Super Bowl trip, and it's a championship game.
Jalen Garoppolo.
Yeah.
So would you sign up for Jalen Garoppolo right now?
Yeah, 100%.
2-1. Wait, do you also want a Garoppolo here instead of Jalen?
Because I like winners.
215. Jalen is a winner.
Well, that's not true. I mean,
it is true.
He's a 500.
Well, what has he won?
215. Well, he didn't win the preseason game.
No, Alabama is a winning program. You don't get labeled a winner because you go
that's
to Alabama.
The champion.
Yeah.
Oklahoma
with a whole team full of 5 stars.
All right, so we will.
They're ranked number one for the 7th straight year. Alabama.
Yeah, Nick Saban called it a rebuilding season. Did you see that?
That's what I'm saying.
Preseason number one.
That's a winner. Nick Saban.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Think about all the quarterbacks that have recently come out of there. Yeah, which one of them you love?
Man.
Mac Jones, 85th in the NFL Top 100.
Yeah, you love him?
No.
Can I let you know after this year?
No.
215-592-9494, Marks and Reese.
My Tua. Love Tua?
I do not.
Most accurate quarterback in football, according to Tyreek Hill.
But can you win with Tua?
Brady will be there in a year. They can win with Brady.
Coming up, we'll get to all your phone calls, but Elliot Short Parks.
ESP?
Yep. Yeah,
this guy has more spots at this station than anybody I know.
I might as well just take off the rest of the summer.
I mean, my goodness.
His takeaway is there was a practice yesterday, and there was some fighting in practice. We'll get the play-by-play on that.
Fights?
Yeah. Andre Dillard involved in all of them, apparently.
Oh, it's a pillow fight.
Yep.
No. I'm a softy.
His takeaways from Friday night as Elliott's headed to Cleveland as we have the joint practices in the game coming up this weekend.
Yep. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's probably excited.
Yep.
I'm surprised he can make it. 215-592-9494. Your takeaways from the game.
Hey, that's the birthplace of the king.
On Friday night. Howard Eskin?
Dope.
Oh. Marks and Race on 94 WIP. Elliott next.
Hey, the NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now's the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino if you already haven't. Now get in on the action early this season. Right now, new FanDuel Sportsbook customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Whew! Now I tell you, I got some future bets for you. How about this? How about the MVP of the NFL this year? You know what? I got a dark horse and I got a favorite. I'll take the favorite coming out of Kansas City, and then I'll take the dark horse coming out of Las Vegas. How about that? The quarterbacks of both of those teams, look out there. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Just sign up using promo code Ike, place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. Now, I really like the FanDuel app. There's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NBA. No, of the NFL. That's a different sport. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Ike to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.